This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Cavs, terrific. Two games since we left the radio on Friday. A demolition of the New York Knicks, who also struggled mightily. I know they forged a comeback yesterday against the Boston Celtics. It looks like the Eastern Conference is a two-team race at this point, which is a good spot to be in on February 24th. Now it's just about staying healthy and continuing on because the Cavaliers have been absolutely scintillating. Meanwhile, if you're looking for just a little sliver of Browns news here and there, it's actually going to be a big Browns week because they are at the Combine in Indy. You're going to hear from Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski. What, tomorrow, Daryl, are they
Tuesday
scheduled to talk?
Oh,
Tuesday and Wednesday. So that'll happen during Baskin and Phelps?
I think so, probably, yeah.
Both of those days. So we'll have some new audio, which it'll be very interesting to get a chance to hear from Andrew Berry to see if there's been any movement, any developments in the Myles Garrett situation.
He's not going to say anything.
Well, I imagine the media on site will, in myriad ways, try to get creative in asking those questions. Because now, have we heard from Kevin Stefanski yet about the Myles situation?
We're going to hear from him as well.
Right, so you're just going to... You're going to have, at the very least, a baseline of the messaging coming from the Browns.
We're
all
not
coordinated.
Trading him. That's what the message is going to be. We're not trading him.
Yes, that is what I would expect to hear from them. And then just how steadfast are they going to be? And then how does Stefanski deal with all the questions about, is it a distraction? You know, what are you doing with the defense now when it comes to the draft? Are you anticipating that there might be a pretty big hole at pass rusher?
No, those aren't even the questions that I would ask. What's it say about where you guys are at as a franchise and an organization that the best player doesn't want to be here anymore? Mm-hmm. How embarrassed are you by that? It's bad enough you went from 11-6 to 3-14, but the future Hall of Famer on the roster doesn't want to be here anymore. He doesn't believe in you. Hey, Kevin Stefanski, how does it make you feel that Myles Garrett doesn't believe in you anymore? Hey, Andrew Berry, how does it make you feel that Myles Garrett doesn't think you know what the hell you're doing? How does that make you feel? What do you have to say about that? Why don't you know what you're doing? Why did the team go 3-14 last
year? Are you
going
to be allowed to ask this many successive questions, Darryl?
No. You're lucky if you get one in.
Well, that's the thing. That's why.
That's the tone of the questions I would ask. I'm not worried about what could the defense look like without him. We'll get to that bridge, or cross that bridge, I should say, when you get there. Mm-hmm. Not even there. It's your best player does not believe in you, does not believe in your plan, does not believe in your organization, that you know what you're doing, that you can not only put him in a position to succeed, that you can put the franchise in a position to succeed. That's what Myles Garrett said. These people don't know what they're doing, and I'm not wasting my career here anymore.
Well, that's...
To me, that is the most damning thing to happen to the Cleveland Browns in a very, very long time. When you have a guy say, I'm out of here. I want nothing to do with whatever's going to happen here going forward. Because it ain't happening. I have no chance to win anything here. So he told the fans.
It sounds to
you. Your dreams of going to the Super Bowl, not happening.
Well, it sounds
to you,
Darryl.
Not with these guys, not with this roster.
Like you think it's irreparable.
Oh, from Miles' standpoint? Yeah. When you put in your letter that the goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, which is a direct shot at the guy that said it. Yeah. Miles has checked out. He's done. Now, the Browns are under absolutely no obligation to trade him. I can make a case for them keeping Miles and forcing him to play out the remainder of his contract. But I also can make a case because the roster is not nearly as good as the Browns want everyone to believe it is, that it might be in their best interest to trade Myles Garrett from an asset acquisition standpoint, but from a salary cap standpoint, it might not be the most practical thing you want to do. You might have to wait until after June 1st to do it.
I've assumed all along it would absolutely have to be after June.
I mean, you can't take a $36 million salary cap hit right now. And sorry, Denzel Ward, you're kind of stuck here. Like, you know, if they trade Miles, you're stuck because they can't move you. And you can thank Deshaun Watson for that.
It's been a lot of thanking Deshaun Watson for the situation that the Browns are in right now.
Well, I think the Browns can thank Deshaun Watson for Miles Garrett not wanting to be here either.
Yeah, but you do know. And, like, this is what's funny about this whole thing. When we go back and we go through the autopsy on how we got here, like, Miles Garrett seemed pretty damn excited when
in the moment
Baker was out and, you know, it was just like that. Remember, you couldn't find, there were some guys on the team, you couldn't find a lot of positive things to say about Baker on right. The way out the door. And then when they got Deshaun Watson, I think Miles Garrett was thinking like me, hey, you're getting a top five quarterback and like the Browns and like a third of the league that tried to get Deshaun Watson. So, you know, I would love to get some truth out of Miles Garrett on that. Like, you seem to be pretty excited about Deshaun Watson at the time.
Well, I think Miles has buyer's remorse, even though he's not the one that actually did the buying, but same principle applies.
Yeah, for sure.
At the time, sounded like a great plan. In practicality, yeah, not so much.
All right, so while they're still hammering out the Miles Garrett situation and answering questions in Indy on that, the Browns were also going to be focusing on what these young rookie quarterbacks might be doing, at least the prospects might be doing at the combine. And then we got word yesterday that Shedeur Sanders plans to focus on his interviews with the teams at the NFL Scouting Combine, helping them continue to learn about who he is as a person. However, he will not be throwing in Indy. Now, Caleb Williams did not throw last year. We've had a mixed bag over the last few years. I think C.J. Stroud did throw. Richardson did throw. But remember, Joe Burrow did.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not throw. There's plenty of QBs that opted out over the years and decided not to throw.
If you want to know how Shedeur Sanders throws a football, I got three words for you. Watch the tape. Why do you need to see him throw at the combine in his underwear when there's no defense on the field?
I think it's just another, I don't even think you'd call it a data point, but, you know,
it's a very weak data point.
Right. It's probably the weakest, to be honest.
You want to know who's the most upset that Shedeur Sanders is not throwing at the NFL Combine?
Who's that?
The NFL Network.
Have we heard?
Eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, have we heard about Cam Ward yet?
I don't think so.
And are you expecting him to throw? Probably not.
I don't even care. I'm dead serious. I don't care if these guys throw at the combine. Here's the thing. It's all about the hype machine. I think these guys are overrated and overhyped as it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the data point, as you put it accurately, is compelling enough to worry about whether or not they're throwing at the combine. I don't think that that should move the needle one iota. Again, they're in their underwear. There's no defense on the field. Okay, the only, can you throw an accurate football where there's no one defending to the wide receivers, right? Well, I don't know. I would rather just watch game film on that than worry about. So for me, and I'm just being honest, being transparent here, like the people that are really upset that quarterbacks don't throw or players don't participate in drills or whatever, and they focus on just their interviews, because really, that's what the combine's about. It's about gathering medical information, getting in front of guys for the first, or, and in some cases, because, you know, Senior Bowl and other bowls or whatnot that these guys participate in, it's the first or second time teams get in front of these guys. It's all about confirming what you've learned about them. It's about confirming or maybe trying to dig a little deeper on a guy's personality, what makes him tick, right? Can you, recite a playbook? Can I teach you a play and you recite it within a 15-minute period type thing? Like, that's really what the combine's for. As far as, like, the on-field testing, as they call it, 40-yard dashes, throwing, you know, the shuttle drill, all the stuff that they do, that's all for the eyeballs on television. It's to create an entertainment spectacle for fans. I don't buy into the quote-unquote substance. Yeah, people care about the 40 time. I mean, they run 40s at the pro days, too. Like, the real meat and potatoes of that combine is getting the guys in the hotel room, sitting down with them, talking to them, confirming the medical information, and confirming things that you've already found out about them, both as players and people.
All right, I want to hear from the fans on this, 216-474-0092, because I think fans are looking for reasons to fall in love with Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, Cam Ward, you know, we'll throw him in there as well. But Cam Ward, you know, I still think he's going number one.
I do, too.
Despite what occasional pundits have said, or a few of them have said, I still think he's going to be off the board when you're selecting it, too. So I think this is all about Shedeur Sanders.
Unless the Browns can do such a great job pumping up the Shedeur Sanders stock that somebody makes a deal with Tennessee to go get him.
Yeah,
first
we'll see.
Overall.
But I am curious from the fan perspective. Like, fans need to talk. Right now, it sounds to me, when we talk to fans, when we hear from them, when they call in, when they tweet at the show, it does seem like fans need to be talked into Shedeur Sanders. And so when Sanders says, I'm not going to do the stuff that you can see at the combine if you're watching, I think it's almost another strike against him.
I don't think so.
I think me and you are on the same page. Like, we've just been through this year after year. You've been at the combine a number of times, and you know that the stock in that stuff has dwindled almost to the point where the teams expect these guys not to. Here's what I wonder. If I was the Browns, could you have told Shedeur, like, hey, we had the number two pick in the draft. Go throw at the combine. Like, I would love to know if teams could ever ask the player, yeah, let's see. We'd like to see you in a competitive, as competitive as it could be, but we'd like to see another data point.
You want to know when he can throw? Top 30 visit when he comes to Berea. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's when. But again, if your needle as a front office gets moved because a guy does or not, or throws or doesn't throw at the combine in your quest for a franchise quarterback, you probably should fire your scouting department because you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Wouldn't you like to see how a guy competes every minute of the day? And so if you throw another challenge at him, like, hey, we can all watch him. It can be unnerving. Like, you say, all right, there's no defense. They're throwing to they're throwing to their buddies or their teammates, which they do at a pro day.
Right.
In this case, who are the guys they throw to?
It'd be the receivers in the draft class. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just would think, as an organizational member, a member of the scouting department, like, hey, we get to see another thing.
You think 32 head coaches and 32 GMs is more pressure to throw in front of than, I don't know, 100,000 fans?
Different kinds, right? Like, you don't want to go out there and just totally miss. Like, totally, you start throwing errant passes, you're sweating a little bit, the cameras are on you. You can maybe even hear, like, Rich Eisen and those guys go, whoa, what was that? Like, just There's always just a little bit of pressure baked in, right?
A little, but I kind of feel bad. I can't get worked up over Sugar not throwing at the combine.
Well, I'll be honest, I wasn't worked up either.
I can't. I mean, because the Browns are going to get him in the field house, and they're going to get to do that. They're going to be able to...
Which is another controlled environment,
right,
by the way.
And they're going to get to sit him down in Berea and go through film with him, go through plays with him. They're going to just get to talk to him, get to know what makes him tick, see how involved Daddy is in things. So I'm really not all that bothered by this.
All right, Daryl doesn't seem to care about it. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here.
I was going to say, you seem to be fighting to care over there.